Hello, hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome to the Luna Ashley Show. I'm Luna, your witchy BFF meets your online biz bestie. In this podcast, you're going to be getting all of the systems, the strategies, and the energetics that are necessary to build an aligned, heart-centered, six-figure business. So with that being said, pull up a seat, make yourself comfy, and we're going to deep dive into this episode. Hello, beautiful friend. We continue on today with the Sun card, our theme being illumination in business. We're going to talk about all the different layers of what that can mean for you. But first and foremost, a huge, 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 huge welcome to this episode. The thing that we always say, we got to get it out of the way. Go all the way back to the beginning, listen to the fool, make the journey with us because we are the fool, right? That is us. We are making the journey. We're starting at just ignorance on fire, total excitement, not a lot of experience. And then learning as we go, encountering different archetypes, different teachers, integrating lessons. And that's what we're seeing in the tarot, right? We're seeing these different teachers, these different lessons, and we can identify where we've been, where we're going, and our seasons of business. So we have landed at the Sun. Again, themes of achievement, fulfillment, success. I mean, this is one of those that on the surface, when somebody pulls the Sun card, you go, oh, the Sun card. Oh, this is a good omen. This is great. This is one of those when we're talking about business where you're going to see people say, hey, if you want a little bit of illumination, you want some insight, even me, right? I would definitely suggest if you are looking for empowerment, you are looking for the go get it done, go out there, that really active can do, leads to success, clear thinking, you're wanting to bring that in, the Sun card. Meditating with the Sun card, the themes of the Sun card, pulling this card and having it out on your sacred space, having it wherever you pour your morning coffee and just inviting that energy in of illumination, of the energy to go out and do. The card itself, let's go ahead and start talking about that. The colors that you're going to see in this remind me so much of carnelian. And you guys know, if you followed me, that I love crystals. I mean, I just know through this, wherever you're listening, you most likely do too. And if you need a reason to go buy some carnelian or pull some carnelian, I associate this card so strongly with that specific crystal. And not every card do I do that. So no, you didn't miss anything. I just felt really called to share that. And if you are needing that energy boost, that motivation, that consistency to keep it done, get it done, carnelian in this card, meditate with them. Okay, so a few more themes that you're gonna see on this card. And again, I'm gonna invite you to go ahead and pull this card if you have it. There is obviously the sun shining in the background. We're gonna see lots of reds, a lot of yellows, golds, depending on who it is that made your deck. We are basing all of this on the Rider-Waite system. Again, something I like to say on every podcast, but those colors are a nod to manifestation, to energy, to vitality, everything that we just talked about. So we're finding the meaning within the color as well. When we're talking about our chakras, we're talking about the red of the root chakra, right? So we're rooted to purpose. We're talking about that childlike joy that is developed and cultivated, that sense of safety to pursue that which we desire, right? Which we really get in years 0 through 7, right? And you see on this card as well, there's a young one who's riding on the back of a horse. There's no saddle. That's intentional because he's letting intuition guide him. We talked a lot about that in that previous card with the moon. So we're bringing that over still, but now we're getting much more, not that the other card wasn't active, but there is a sense of going out and doing, right? That there is this illumination now as far as direction, but we're still utilizing that intuition. There is such a reason why there is not a saddle here. Okay, the other thing is with the horse. The horse has great meaning as well. So first off, it's gray, right? So that has meaning as well. We've talked about finding the middle way, right? Not going to extremes. We're seeing that theme here as well. It's also power and strength to move forward. And so if you're needing just that fortitude as well, we have other cards that literally, like, fortitude is the card, but it's the fortitude to move forward with this illumination, with this ambition, with this level of pleasure, even. All of this is your card, my friend. Okay, I want to go ahead. Usually I do this at the end, but I want to give this to you now. An affirmation for this card is, I am a source of strength and renewal, and I am aligned with my higher self. I am a source of strength and renewal, and I am aligned with my higher self. Okay, so with this card, I want to bring up the layers of illumination. I want you to begin thinking about your business and where you are seeking some illumination. We will get into the journal prompts, of course. But I want to give you a little personal story. So when I was first learning tarot, I was told to pull a card every morning. That's a very common practice. And if you are wanting to either learn or you are wanting to deepen your practice, I recommend to do that for at least 7 days and see what shifts. It'll be a deeper meaning, or you'll begin to build this wonderful foundation. So anyways, the Sun card kept coming up for me. And at the time, I was on a journey of reunification with my biological family, specifically my biological father. And I'm about ready to spill the tea with you. So just by the way, okay, pull up a chair, pull up a seat, pour yourself a cuppa. Okay. So kept pulling this card, and push come to shove, like, long story short, come to not only get a phone call from the man who was listed on my birth certificate, but over the next 3 days, had a conversation with him, learned that he no longer wanted contact, and that he was convinced he was not my father. And you might be going, oh man, like that, like Sun card. Yes, Sun card. That was illumination. It was okay. Like, I knew who he was. Now I know who he is. There is clarity there. The sun can burn. Like, that's the one thing that I can share with you. Now, if you know my story, my adoption story, my reunification story, you know that I then went, right, with that ambition, with that clarity of, I'm going to prove you wrong. That's very Sun card energy. So anyways, I did that. Ancestry DNA comes forward. This man just signed the papers. He was not actually my father. It was truth. It was truth. It was illumination. And that came out as part of this. And it's one of my lessons that I take with me with the Sun card, that yes, it is true. But once you see it, when this card comes forward, if you are seeking illumination, like, this is where I caution you, be mindful that you don't know what you're going to find when the light shines in the darkness, right? When it shines in those shadowy corners, right? I could not have expected that this was going to come forward, but it's been one of the most beautiful blessings. And that clarity and that illumination and what first felt like that sunburn became such a blessing. And so it added a layer for me to the Sun card. And so I pass that on to you, that cards aren't necessarily all positive or all negative. Like, it really is, like the horse shows us, right? This mixture of different energies, and it's what we're bringing to the card as well. Okay, so with that, I just want you to think about, I'm going to come back to some of these questions. Where are you seeking illumination? And just make sure you truly want illumination there, no matter what comes forward for you. Okay, so let's dive in here. So what are some specific goals you have with your business, and how can you work towards achieving them with that level of energy, that, like, childlike, unbridled, right, enthusiasm? How can you infuse more of that in? And this goes into a meditation that I want to bring you really quickly, which is, you can close your eyes and see those sun rays. Finding those areas of darkness, of blockages, of doubts, of fears, and gently dissolving them. Okay, so I want you to play with that question and that meditation. Okay, second question. So we know, we talked about it. The sun is oftentimes, it's associated with illumination, clarity, affirmation, achievement, empowerment, all those things we just talked about. How can you clarify your messaging in business? Because remember, we're talking about business here, right? Your messaging, this could be your brand messaging, and communicate that clearly to your audience, right? So here's an example of not being the sun card. I help women feel better. That is so, no, like, that might be more potentially the moon, right? Like, there's a sense of direction, but I'm not really sure what it is, right? The sun, it's clear. And this is what it is, and there's no apologies. Like, that's the key. I really want you to kind of feel into that. Like, when I'm speaking, when I'm talking, when I'm saying this is who I help and what I am about, where, in what way can you say that so strongly that there's no apology attached, but yet there might be a part of you that wants to apologize, right? That old conditioning, because you might feel like it's pushing some people away. Like, that's going to be a little too much. It's going to burn, might burn some people if they really saw all of you. I want you to feel into that and see how you can get just a little bit clearer, right? Just a fraction more clear. Okay. So that's your second question. Your third question. So we know this is a card of vitality and strength. To give this as a gift to yourself. I want you to think about that. I want you to be thinking about how do you give yourself vitality and strength through self-care, specifically around creating that healthy work-life balance, which I know we've talked about, balance being kind of this, can almost be illusionary in some ways, right? But all the different buckets that you have to fill, and how in filling those can you maintain your vitality and that truth and that self-honoring nature that is so necessary to lead and to self-lead. Okay. So those are your questions, my love. I am sending you all of the Sun card blessings, all of the illumination, all of the clarity, all of the achievement, empowerment, all of the goodness. Bring it in. See that sun just coming down on you, right? Dissolving those areas of darkness, of shadow. And I invite you to bring this card actively, if it feels good and right at this time, into your life and see what shifts, see what comes forward for you. I'm sending you so much love. And as always, I will see you on the next episode.